Okay.
I'm home. I'm locking the door. For the moment, while I get my head together, I want Manchester to be outside and me to be inside. In this very large, oversized, super empty and very plush flat, may I say. I'm just going to look out the window just in case there is a marauding gang of librarian zombies running down the road towards here. I have a view all the way around. If I did have to make a fortress against weirdness, this is the spot. Top floor, penthouse suite, surrounded by Manchester. Even if I hadn't been, what should I say, exposed to the scenes that I was exposed to tonight, just walking through the streets after 2 o'clock in the morning, the chaos, the horror. But I'm back. I'm drawing the curtains on the world out there. And I need a drink. Would you believe it? I am sober. I feel like some kind of investigative journalist that's been... Nothing in the fridge. What's going on there? Oh, bottle of dandelion and burdock. That's not the kind of drink I was talking about. A very small bottle of Jack Daniels, a miniature. I'm going to have to drink that. Putting the mic down. In fact, I'm going to have to open that. And probably, let me taste. God! It's the piss of all whiskey, really, isn't it? I'm gonna have to put dandelion and burdock in it. Anybody who knows me knows I'm fond of single malts and I never mix. This is not a single malt. And now, just about palatable. So I feel like a never so shattered investigative journalist that just stumbled upon some horrific den of iniquity, some debauched, deprived, depraved, illegal club that exists only to do everything that's not allowed out in the real world. It was like stepping into an alternate reality. A different dimension, a dimension where everybody's dead, or at least looks very dead, or in drag, or is a very twisted, maniacal librarian. But everybody had an element of sexiness around them. And I'm trying to say that in a non-sexy way, if that makes sense. It was crazy. Initially, I was alerted of the noise outside the corner house. Masses and masses of people out in the streets with placards screaming down with peaches. Peaches turns out to be Peaches Christ. And I knew very little about Peaches Christ until coming across this protest and this massive, epic, long queue waiting to get into the European premiere of a film that she's done. And, All About Evil, it's called. As soon as I walked in, got into the cinema, Dave Moutrie very kindly ushered me past the chaos, through the hordes, so that I could get close to the front. And then I looked at the front row and I said, no, I've seen the crowd. I am not sitting on the front row. And I'm glad I didn't sit on the front row, because it was probably only 20 minutes later there was a man in that seat that I would have sat in, and he had another man's testicles hanging in his face. I kid you not. I think if it wasn't too dark, I have video evidence. So I've retreated back here with very shadowy, very dark clips from the auditorium on my phone, which was completely dead. That's why I came back here in total digital darkness. And I feel like I need to protect this content, back it up, get it up, get it out there, but it's too late for me to even think straight. There was a family of dead people. A dead daughter, a dead mother, and a dead father with a plastic mass murderer killer kind of mask on it. So one thing led to another. Everybody sat down and it all looked like everything was going swimmingly, and then Peaches Christ came on in all her glory with the sequins and the heels and the massive hair, which looked like it itself could suck in any normality or reality around it, leaving only what looked like a relaxing session between Michael Jackson's Thriller shoot, when you turn around and see all of this gore, all of this, what was the word they used? It was a fashionable way of displaying gore anyway. And it was in every seat, apart from, of course, me, sat there in what, a Triumph motorcycle t-shirt. I did have a skull and crossbones on the back with the letters for Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. So I guess there was an element of death about me, but it didn't mean it. I had both eyeballs. I wasn't bleeding out my forehead. I didn't have some kind of top that where my nipples pointed through. Some people may be used to this. I did feel a little bit out of place. I put my press pass around my neck. I at least need to look like I'm here in some official capacity, or there's a chance that I may be stripped, torn naked and held above everybody's head as they chanted some weird anti-geek thing. I need another drink. So it started and there was uproar. Okay, staged uproar, but the librarians kicked off and there was an argument. Then Peaches insisted that librarians, the do-goody-goody on the outside librarians, were really all whores and misfits themselves. And I don't know what happened, whether it was the power of suggestion or just pure public convincing, but these librarians started tearing their clothes off. Male librarians, female librarians. Then they appeared to be some kind of what were normal, average, everyday-looking geeky librarians became burlesque harlots. And I think the women got a raw deal because the men, the librarian men, one of them had such horrifically skid-marked pants, I could smell them. And these pants, these baggy wife-fronts were almost hanging around his knees. They weren't actually hiding any part of his genitalia. They were whipped up into a frenzy and the music just went crazy and they went crazy. And I could only defend myself by sticking gadgetry in the air and making myself as spiky as possible, because when that guy was clambering over the seat, sticking his genitalia in people's faces, there were screams, there was someone saying, they're sweaty, get them out of my face. I couldn't get out. The second row that I'd chosen had become just as much a prison as the barrier that I'd hoped they'd be from the front of the stage. I don't know how long this all went on for. Time doesn't seem to bear any relevance on tonight. But once the groping, the fondling, the nudity, the weirdness, the chaos had kind of died down, a sort of order was resumed and a form of entertainment began, singing an introduction to the film. The film itself, I have no idea of the genre. It was strange because
so much because we were all nearly poisoned in the room, which I must very quickly add. And without giving too much away, what happened in the room prior to the film was emulated within the film, plus some gore. The chaos and the horror that existed in the room didn't quite stretch to the chopping off of breasts that occurred in the film, or there's some horror, okay? I can't remember the last time I saw a man standing there with a decapitated torso as a hat. Now I've got that image in my head. I need another drink. So, they were the nice bits. It was a good story. It was a good film. I really, really got absorbed and enjoyed the situation. But I'm staying in for the rest of the night, stroke morning. I don't know if I'm going to go out tomorrow. Right, I've got to get some of this video out there before something happens. There's something coming up the street.